Heute Nacht fliegen die Leuchtkäfer. Zur Paarung. Nach den vielen Monaten als Larven am Boden und schwarz leuchten sie nur einige Tage und fliegen jetzt sichtbar hell und vielleicht glücklich, bevor sie sterben. Besuch.
Finally.
Who's there? There's someone there, right?
I am here.
You frightened me.
You frightened me.
Excuse me. I didn't know.
Never mind. Stay. Please. You're my visitor. Finally.
Pardon me? Visitor? I am a mistake, certainly. I wanted to go somewhere else.
Is that so? Where did you want to go?
To. Into.
That doesn't matter. Now you are here. You are my visitor. At my place. We can now get to know each other. Please.
No. I don't know you. You are not supposed to be here. What do you mean by getting to know each other? Who are you?
I am Dim. That's my name. Walter. Walter Dim. I live here. Now you are here. Well, let's have a conversation. Talk to me.
No.
No? Why no? What else is there to do?
I don't know. I thought I would be alone, and now it's better I leave.
And then? Do you believe things will be like they were before? Is that what you believe?
I don't know. I have to... Goodbye, Mr.
Dim. I am Walter Dim, and you are my visitor. Tell me, where do you want to go now?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go back to where I came from.
What does it matter where you came from? It's more important that you're here now, and that I can talk with you.
That won't work. I wouldn't know what to talk about and why, and how.
Start our conversation with a question. Do me a favor. Afterwards, I wouldn't mind you leaving, wherever you want to go.
One question. Well, one. Have you been living here for a long time? What do you do, Mr.?
Mr.? Dim. Walter Dim. That's easy to remember. My name. You haven't told me yours.
My name? Just call me whatever pleases you.
All right, then. I'll call you Judith. But only if you allow me to.
Judith? Fine with me.
That used to be my wife's name.
I'm fine with it.
Tell me something. Tell me something about the world. How is it out there?
I don't know.
Tell me about the others. You are the first person I've met in a long time. I haven't had a visitor in a while. I don't remember for how long. Where are they?
Others? I don't know. I don't know whether there are any others. Not nearby. For a long time, I haven't...
That's what I guessed. For how long?
I don't know. How long have you been living here?
I want to be frank with you. I don't know. Ever since the accident, I suppose.
The accident?
Yes. But I can't remember. I just woke up here in this room one day. Since then, I've been living here. Since then, I've been blind.
Blind? What kind of an accident? What happened?
I can't remember exactly. I gained consciousness in here. It was a car accident, yes.
An accident? With a car? What kind of...
Porsche. It was a 911. Green. Special coloring. Specially made for me.
Green?
Yes.
911?
Carrera.
Green?
911.
A car?
Oh, let's not talk about this tragic accident anymore. The memory hurts too much. There should be nicer things to talk about.
I don't understand this. How does it work? What do you live off of? Who's taking care of you?
Over there is a cupboard. I find all I need in it.
This cupboard has been here all the time?
Ever since I've been here. That's for sure.
And when it's empty, is it refilled? Who's doing that?
It's always full. To the top. Ever since I've been living here, I serve myself whenever I like.
It is never empty?
Never.
Huh. A cupboard that is always full. A car accident. A man.
A blind man.
A what? That's too much. It's better I leave now. I've disturbed you long enough.
Oh, no, no. Stay, please. You can't go now. You are my visitor.
I am going. Now. Where do you come from, anyway? You're not supposed to be here.
How do you know? I just happen to be here, like you. We could talk about you.
About me? But...
Well then, how do you look?
I can't tell.
Now what is that supposed to mean, you can't tell? Describe yourself, your looks, your hair. The color of your eyes.
I don't know.
You don't know the color of your eyes? Can't you just ask someone?
Who could I ask about the color of my eyes? My God.
What does my room look like?
Enough! That's enough. You want to tease me. You shouldn't do that.
I beg your pardon. I never intended to tease you. I just wanted to... I just asked you to describe my room for me.
But I can't do that.
You can't? Why can't you?
Good Lord. Could you really be so... It's
I'm
dark.
Blind.
Blind.
Yes.
I understand.
You don't understand a thing.
Mr. Dim, you said it's been this way since your accident.
Accident?
You said you had a car accident.
Yes, exactly, with a car. Since then, I've been blind. I woke up in this room and I was blind, but I can still remember. The things that I have seen, colorful advertisements, yellow sunny fields, red poppies, beautiful women with freckles, sunsets, eggplants. I will never forget the color of eggplants.
Mr. Dim, what would you say if I were blind too? If everybody were blind?
Are you making fun of me? Why do you torture me? I simply have asked you to describe my room for me. Is that asking too much?
Chairs. In your room are two chairs.
We're sitting on them, yes. Okay. What kind of chairs are these? Describe them. What shape? What color?
They have the shape of ordinary chairs. Their color is... 911. Green.
Wonderful. I have been sitting on this chair for years. And I didn't even know it was green. Go on.
Over there is a big cupboard.
Did you know it hums?
It hums?
Yes, continuously. Once in a while it gurgles. When you are very silent, you can hear it. Go on. What else do you see?
A table. I see a table.
A table. It stands between us. Is there anything on top of it?
Yes. It's paper. There's a sheet of paper on it.
What kind of paper? Wait. Is there something written on it? Tell me. I want to know. Do a blind man a favor and tell him what's written on a piece of paper, hmm?
I can't.
You can't read?
I can read.
Please.
Once there were mountains on mountains. And once there were sunbirds to soar with. And once I could never be down. Got to keep searching and searching. Oh, what will I be believing? And who will connect me with love? Wonderful, wonderful, wonder when. Have you sought fortune, evasive and shy? Drink to the men who protect you and I. Drink, drink, drain your glass, raise your glass high.
Thank you very much. You are so quiet.
I'm thinking. There are animals which spend their lives in dark caves. They say they have no eyes, that they are born without eyes. Can you imagine that?
Ask Dinanax fasciatus mexicanus.
What?
The blind cave salmon, a fish species from Mexico. They sense their food and eat almost like seeing fish.
You know about fish?
Only this particular kind. Other than that, no. Fish are not my area of expertise.
What is your area of expertise, Mr. Dim?
Walter. Call me Walter, not Mr. Dim, just Walter. Or Peter, or Carl, whatever you like. I'm enjoying my time with you, Rosa.
You wanted to call
Rosa me... Rosa is the name of my daughter. I think you could be my daughter.
All right, Mr...
Walter. Let's go by first names.
Well then, Walter.
There you go. Now you can tell me your first name, will you?
I have the same name as your wife. That's at least what you wanted to call me, or as your daughter. Her name is...
I know.
What happened to your wife, Mr. Dim?
I lost her. You are not addressing me by my first name.
Where is she?
I don't know.
And your daughter?
What daughter? I don't have a daughter. But if I had one, I would call her Rosa. Or maybe Judith.
That's what you wanted to call me, because your wife...
Enough of that. We are not getting anywhere. Will you allow me to...
What?
Your face. I want to touch it. I can't see it. I'm just a blind man.
No. That's too much. I don't want that.
Why not?
I don't want you to come so close to me. I don't even know you. I don't want you to touch me.
You are right. You could be my daughter. If I had a daughter, I wouldn't want her face to be touched by a stranger. A strange blind man.
You see?
I don't have a daughter.
But Rosa.
So let me touch your hand. Hands tell a lot about a person.
No. You will not touch me, whether you have a daughter or not. It doesn't matter. You won't touch me.
All right, all right. It's all good. We won't touch each other. So let's continue talking, huh?
I'm leaving now.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's better if you go.
It is better.
Good. Then go, if you think so.
I'll go now. What's in the cupboard?
What's in my cupboard? Nothing special. Come here. I'll show you. And?